Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday evening, October 9th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Max Schaber honored with M&A Award for Lifetime Achievement. Max Schaber, founder and chairman of the supervisory board of Data Group, was honored with the M&A Award for Lifetime Achievement by the Federal Association for Mergers and Acquisitions. This prestigious award recognizes his exceptional commitment and pioneering work in the field of mergers and acquisitions. Since Data Group's IPO in 2006, over 30 companies have been successfully acquired and integrated into the organization, contributing significantly to the consolidation of the German IT services market. The award ceremony, held in Berlin, aims to highlight successful, innovative, and sustainable transactions in the industry. Max Schaber's career exemplifies responsible acquisition policies that combine economic strength with social responsibility.
Invitation to Multitude AG's 9M Earnings Call and Capital Markets Day 2025. Join us virtually on 13 November 2025 at 13 CET. Multitude AG, a European fintech company, is inviting financial analysts, investors, and media to its 9M Financial Results Earnings Call and Capital Markets Day 2025 webcast on November 13, 2025. The event will start with the earnings call at 13 CET, followed by the Capital Markets Day presentation at 13:45 CET. The leadership team will discuss strategic ambitions, growth opportunities, and financial targets. Registration for the webcast is available on the company's website. Multitude offers digital lending and online banking services to consumers, SMEs, and other fintechs, operating in 25 countries with a turnover of 274 million euros in 2024. Heartbeam, on the beat of cardiac innovation. Heartbeam, traded on NASDAQ as Beat, is set to revolutionize cardiac diagnostics with its innovative ECG technology. The company aims to launch commercialization post-FDA approval, offering a portable, cable-free ECG solution that combines accuracy with ease of use. This advancement is expected to ease the burden on healthcare facilities, enhance patient engagement, and expand access to quality cardiac monitoring, especially in underserved areas or for patients needing frequent arrhythmia assessments. Heartbeam's goal is to empower patients and healthcare providers by providing actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities, reshaping the future of cardiac health management. NRx Pharmaceuticals, NRxP, strengthens pipeline with dual pathways for ketamine-based therapies. NRx Pharmaceuticals has strengthened its pipeline with dual pathways for ketamine-based therapies. The company has refiled an abbreviated new drug application for KetaFree, a preservative-free IV ketamine formulation aimed at all approved ketamine indications. NRx is also advancing NRx-100, a separate preservative-free ketamine formulation for suicidal depression, including bipolar depression. NRx-100 has received fast-track designation with plans to qualify for the FDA's National Priority Voucher Program. NRx is setting a new standard in preservative-free IV formulations amidst rising demand and drug shortages.
Investor news breaks: C3's Inc. NASDAQ CISS closes $2 million registered direct offering. C3S Inc. CS recently closed a registered direct offering, selling 800,000 shares of common stock at $2.50 per share to institutional investors, resulting in gross proceeds of approximately $2 million. The transaction was finalized on October 9, 2025. The company plans to use the net proceeds for general corporate purposes and working capital. Aegis Capital Corp. acted as the exclusive placement agent for the offering, with Goodwin Procter LLP and Kaufman & Knowles PC serving as U.S. counsel. C3Is Inc. is a ship-owning company providing dry bulk and crude oil seaborne transportation services, with shares listed on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the symbol CISS. For more information, visit the company's website.
Tech Media Breaks. SkyX Platforms Corp. NASDAQ reports strong momentum with expanding deployments, strategic partnerships, and path to profitability. SkyX Platforms Corp., listed on NASDAQ X, recently reported strong momentum with expanding deployments, strategic partnerships, and a path to profitability. The company has over 100 patents and 60 lighting and home decor websites. With $15.7 million in cash as of June 30, 2025, and a $3.25 million raise in September, SkyX showcased its smart technologies during a Marriott hotel renovation and secured major deployments for projects in Austin, Texas, and Miami. They also announced a U.S. manufacturing partnership with Profab Electronics. SkyX's goal is to achieve cash flow positivity by the end of 2025, with Titan Partners Group as a key strategic advisor. For more information, visit skyplug.com.
Tech Media Breaks, Quantum Computing Inc. QBT, secures $750 million in oversubscribed private placement to accelerate commercialization and growth. Quantum Computing Inc., traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol QUBT, has secured $750 million in an oversubscribed private placement to accelerate commercialization and growth. The company entered into securities purchase agreements with institutional investors for the sale of over 37 million shares of common stock. The offering is expected to close on or about October 8, 2025. Titan Partners Group acted as the sole placement agent for the transaction. QCI plans to use the proceeds for various purposes, including accelerating commercialization, pursuing strategic acquisitions, and expanding sales and engineering teams. CEO Dr. Yuping Huang highlighted that this financing brings the total capital raised to $1.64 billion since November 2024, positioning QCI as a leading quantum hardware manufacturer with one of the strongest balance sheets in the sector.
Solugenics Inc., NASDAQ, SNGX, expands European Medical Advisory Board, advances Phase 3 study to support hybrid team development for CTCL. Solugenics Inc. expands its European Medical Advisory Board to support the development of hybrid TM, a rare form of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. The company's efforts aim to establish Hybrite as a new standard of care for patients with limited options. The expansion of the board will provide additional clinical and strategic guidance as Solugenics advances its Phase 3 study, known as FLASH 2, evaluating the safety and efficacy of Hybrite TM. This move highlights the company's commitment to delivering innovative treatment options to European patients in need.
A News Breaks, 51 Labs, Inc., OTCY, appoints Dr. Joel Gagné as Chief Science Officer to advance AI-driven health research. 51 Labs and has appointed Dr. Joel Gagné as Chief Science Officer to drive AI-driven health research. Dr. Gagné, an expert in clinical epidemiology and research methodology, brings valuable experience to the company. His expertise will enhance 51 AI Labs' focus on musculoskeletal health, pain management, and personalized wellness. 51 AI Labs, a subsidiary of 51 Labs Inc., is using AI to revolutionize drug discovery by repurposing safe off-patent compounds for smarter therapies. For more information, visit 51labs.com. AI Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on AI advancements, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Vision Marine Technologies Inc., NASDAQ VMAR, announces partnership to launch Quebec's first multi-level electric boating showcase. Vision Marine Technologies Inc., MR, has announced a partnership with Port de Plaisance-La Ronde to launch Quebec's first multi-level electric boating showcase. This collaboration highlights VMR's dedication to enhancing its presence in Quebec and revolutionizing the boating experience with clean energy solutions. As a leader in the electric boating industry, Vision Marine Technologies specializes in high-performance electric propulsion systems and boats. The strategic partnership aims to introduce sustainable boating practices and set a new standard for eco-friendly maritime experiences. Chief Operating Officer Maxime Poudrier stated, "With this initiative, we reaffirm our commitment to strengthening our presence in Quebec." For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Eucor Rare Metals Inc., OTCU, UUF, leverages Louisiana incentives to advance rare earth operations. Eucor Rare Metals Inc., specializing in rare earth elements, is leveraging Louisiana's incentives to advance operations. Louisiana offers foreign trade zones at various ports, including England Air Park, supporting Eucor with a $15 million incentive package. Eucor is developing the Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex at England Air Park to strengthen the U.S. supply chain for critical minerals. Louisiana is becoming a hub for rare earth production, making it an attractive location for Eucor's endeavors in electric vehicles, renewable energy, and defense technologies. Investor news breaks. Supercom Limited, SPCB, secures second electronic monitoring contract in Virginia, expanding U.S. footprint. Supercom Limited, a global provider of secured solutions for the e-government, Internet of Things, and cybersecurity sectors, has secured a new contract to provide alcohol monitoring technologies and services in California. The contract, valued at up to $3 million for an initial three-year term, was secured through SPCB's subsidiary Leaders in Community Alternatives. Supercom's president and CEO, Orton Trabelsi, highlighted the company's reputation for reliable electronic monitoring services as pivotal in securing the contract. This win marks another milestone in the company's expansion into the U.S. market, with the contract already in effect through 2026, offering potential for extensions and recurring revenue. Supercom remains committed to driving technological advancements and delivering top-tier solutions to address the unique challenges faced by the criminal justice system.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp., OTCQBU, featured in Network Newswire. Editorial, highlighting gold producers' position for market leadership. ES Gold Corp., a gold exploration and development company, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial highlighting gold producers' position for market leadership. With record gold prices, a weakening U.S. dollar, and sustained central bank buying driving investor demand for well-managed mining equities, ES Gold is well-positioned to capitalize on these trends. The company has full funding, permits secured, and near-term production targeted for 2026, offering both scale and upside potential in a tightening gold market. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company at the forefront of clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects toward production and feasibility while delivering long-term value through sustainable resource recovery and exploration. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.